Hi, this is Kit Bond speaking to you from our nation's capital. Welcome to this week's edition of Washington Listening Post. We're having an on-the-record conversation with several Missouri journalists talking about national issues that affect your lives. Yesterday, the Senate had the opportunity to repeal an onerous paperwork mandate hidden in the new health care law intended to help pay for the Democrats' government takeover of health care. This is just one of many provisions tucked in the new 2,000-plus page law that will bury small business and farmers under higher taxes, new mandates, and more paperwork. No wonder the law is so unpopular. This new job-killing mandate will drown small business in paperwork by requiring any small business owner to file two forms, one with a vendor and one to the IRS, for every business-to-business transaction over $600. This new paperwork requirement applies to everyday purchases, from shipping costs, supplies, airline tickets to basic internet and phone service for daily operations. To make it even worse, the new law requires small business owners to spend time tracking down the tax ID number for each and every vendor requiring one of these new forms. Since most small businesses don't have in-house finance departments, they'll be spending scarce dollars to hire outside help just to comply with the new paperwork burden. Unfortunately, in vote of 46-52, Senate Democrats voted against this relief, sponsored by Senator Johan, in which I was a lead and vocal co-sponsor for small business, and blocked the critical repeal from becoming law. We need small businesses spending money on hiring more workers and investing in their business, not on paperwork to justify federal government bureaucrats. This vote told small businesses that the majority in Washington apparently doesn't care about helping them hire more workers and invest in their business. Told Americans that the majority in Washington still isn't listening. With that, let's open the lines for your questions. Please go ahead.
Senator Ray Reid, KCMO in Kansas City.
Yes, Ray.
As you return to session now, obviously a big focus is going to be on the November election. What's the mood there in Washington? Are people willing to buckle down, or is it going to be all politics for the next 7 weeks?
Well, the primary elections so far show a strong reaction to the far-left takeover of the Democrat Party in Washington that began when primary voters threw Senator Clinton under the bus in favor of the more liberal Senator Obama in 2008. Well, President Obama energized a lot of people when he was campaigning, but he's energized far more people, largely independents, now that he is president. Voters now are telling us that Washington isn't listening. They're fed up. They're worried. They think new policies cost too much, meddle too much, tax too much, and threaten jobs, freedom, and opportunity. I think the overall election results will show in very specific numbers the reactions to the liberal overreach and perhaps empower moderates to start governing in the center of the road again.
Senator Nancy Simpson, KTTS.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello. Despite the official end of combat in Iraq, we have some big fighting again. Can you talk about that and your thoughts there?
I've always said that we can only withdraw our troops when there is adequate security on the ground. Obviously, we had 50,000 people left behind claiming that they were just there to provide support services. It appears they're going to be providing more than support services. We made too many contributions and too many sacrifices to walk away and let Iraq crumble. I'm very pleased that President Obama continued the troops there, and they are doing a great job. They've done a great job. But the good news we're hearing is that the citizens of Iraq are on our side and helping us to root out the terrorists, and that's that I hope is the will continue to happen, and the Afghan National Army and police will gain the competence to take over. Right now, it's obviously they're under a great deal of challenge.
Senator, we're seeing travel warnings issued for Americans in Jordan today. Can you say if this is an isolated incident, or is there a lot of anti-American sentiment being stirred up again?
I think that Jordan has been a longtime ally, but the fact that they're an ally sometimes brings foreign terrorists into their country. So I had not seen that particular warning, but I can tell you that Iran, that Jordan has been friends of ours. But the thing that is really hurting us in all Muslim countries are stunts like proposing to burn the Quran. That really inflames many Muslims and brings out the few who want to take terrorist acts against Americans.
Nancy again, KTTS. For the first time in a long time, you haven't had to make a smear campaign or listen to one against yourself. We had a pretty good country song this morning against Roy Blunt. Can you talk about just being on the sidelines this time and listening to some of this stuff and your opinion on it?
Well, I am probably an even more concerned citizen as I'm watching the outside, because I think it's very important. I haven't heard the country music song, but I'm a great country music fan, and I think that one of the country music song I like is "We Need a Little Less Talk and a Lot More Action." We have heard Roy Blunt talking about the actions he wants to take, and for the most part, his opponent has been saying he's ugly. And I'm not surprised if that wouldn't be the theme of the song. But I believe Missouri voters are more interested in what will people do when they're in Congress. Will they continue to support the far-left policies that have dominated for the last year and three quarters? Or will they put us back on a sound track which doesn't have trillions of dollars of spending, major government takeovers like health care, like the stimulus spending, the proposed, well, the takeover financial regulation could harm community banks, and proposals, things like cap and trade. We want to know where people stand on those issues. I think Roy has made his position clear.
Senator, there also seems to be a lot of Republican criticism of fellow Republicans with so-called Tea Party candidates coming to the forefront. What advice do you have to your party mates to avoid some of this fracturing?
Well, my view is campaign hard, and remember the 11th commandment, speak no ill of the people in your party. But obviously that's happening, and I think that it is, regrettably, it's a reaction to the far-left takeover of the Democrat Party in Washington, and I think that has worked its way down through the people. I've never seen the people of Missouri so energized. A high-level official in the White House called me about 3 months ago to ask, and he was asking me a favor, so he started off very pleasantly. He said, How are things going in Missouri? I said, Rahm, they're absolutely on fire in Missouri. They said, well, we're here to help. I said, just keep doing what you're doing. You'll keep them fired up.
Senator Sean Bellant, KTRS. Just,
hey, welcome.
Yes, any thoughts on the prospects for the Bush tax cut to survive expiration?
Well, these are taxes that have been in position for 10 years, and what we want to do is to stop tax increases. Most Americans across the nation know that we desperately need a recovery in the economy. Families are struggling. Small businesses are not hiring. Workers are expanding. And in a recession, I think we all should agree that this is not a time to raise taxes on anybody. Any others? Well, with that, thank you very much. This has been Kit Bond reporting to you from the U.S. Senate. Please join us again next week for another edition of Washington Listening Post.